Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. This is the one and the only pro wrestling interviews for Sunday night. And we are excited tonight because our ringleader is back with us tonight. We couldn't be happier. So before anything happens, I want to introduce the one, the only, and one of my best friends, the amazing Velvet. How are you doing tonight, Velvet?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be back. I just want to say one thing. Cancer sucks, so don't ever get sick. So other than that, let's move on. Let's get on with the show.
That's right, and I want to make sure you know who all we got. We got Todd and Steve and our guests. So I'm sending it right back to you, Mr. Amazing Velvet.
Well, I want to thank my team, Todd, and especially Steve and Dr. John. You guys held this thing together, kept this podcast going so we can get some people noticed anywhere in the country, because we're all over the place. Right now, what are we on, Dr. John, everything that we're on right now?
Well, we are on, of course, Tiger Radio, WLSC, AM and FM, Myrtle Beach, Loras, and Conway, South Carolina. We are on Raven.FM up in the mountains of northwest Georgia. So we are all over the world.
So Raven.FM can be picked up by anybody in this country and worldwide.
Right, just like TigerRadio.com. They're all over
cool.
the world. So we're everywhere.
Good.
And we're everywhere now with the right guy at the helm, the Amazing Velvet.
Okay. I smell smoke, but we'll move on. We're going to talk and we're going to introduce our guest tonight. Our guest tonight is Isaiah Frazier. Isaiah, how long have you been in the business so far?
Hello, everybody. I have been in the business about 8 years now.
Cool. So you're not a rookie. You're not green. Good.
No, sir.
What part of the country are you at right now?
I am in Maryland right now, visiting some family.
Maryland. Okay. All right. So you wrestle in Virginia and some other places, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Michigan also is one of my places that I like.
Right. Have you done Minnesota or Wisconsin yet?
No, those are on my list, though, especially
cool.
Wisconsin, because I've had some family out there that lived out there, so kind of want to knock that off the list.
Yeah, there
nice.
You go. So my biggest question for you is, it's a long question, so you take your time answering. It's going to be, how did you get hooked on wrestling? When did you know you were going to be a wrestler? And then when you got in the business, who trained you?
Okay, so when I first kind of like got introduced to wrestling, I was like, I want to say like between the 5 or 8 years old, between that range, I was really, really young. And my grandfather, who is still around till this day, still watches it till this day, he's the
awesome.
One that kind of introduced me to it. He was around when like his era, like a Junkyard Dog era, a Harley Race era. He was around that time. So when I was coming up,
nice.
He was watching Rock and like Rhino and Booker T and all those guys. He was watching all of them, and so I was just sitting there. He was sitting in his living room, so I walked in. I had my juice and everything. So I sat down on the couch and I just started watching it with him, and I was hooked. And so fast forward to like some years later, I'm like, how old am I? I just graduated high school. So I'm like 18 years old. There's a show, in Leonardtown, Maryland, because I'm born and raised in Maryland. I kind of have Philadelphia in my family too. So I kind of like to travel back and forth between there. I seen it in Maryland. So I was like, man, if they can come like this little small town in Maryland, what makes me like it must be easy to get into that? And if they can literally have a local show come here, so I waited till the show was over, and then I started talking to some of the wrestlers. I started putting the ring away for them, just trying to help out so I could at least get in some contacts and try and find out what was happening. So they told me they would have a school coming up. So I started training with Jason Allen and then Sanjay Dutt, kind of had a little input in there. And then once I really started getting on the road, I really just started doing different seminars. I really just started trying to just hone my craft. I did a Bob Evans seminar. I've done Jay Lethal, Rhett Titus, and I wrestled a few other people, too, that kind of had a little learning tree under me. So it was a
awesome.
It was a kind of crazy way how I kind of got into it.
Well, you know, everybody has a different story, how they got hooked on wrestling, how they got into wrestling, and who trained them. So that's, you know, a lot of people don't want to say, but I'm glad you're smart enough to know, hey, got to give back to the business. You're still learning, but you still got to give back. And we learn all the time. So,
yes, sir.
Yeah, it's an awesome thing. It's in your blood. It never gets out. Let me tell you something. I'm 55. I still can go. And I can go with the best of them still. Problem is, I've been battling cancer for so long that I've lost all my size. So, getting back in the gym here soon. But I'm telling you something. The thing is, you're learning. You learned on the road. You did seminars. You did it the right way. You didn't half-ass it, and you went out and you got it. And that's what you're supposed to do. And that's what we want to tell these youngsters today. Get in with somebody and go to these seminars and learn everything you can. Because you're going to learn all kind of things, especially from the old school guys. Old school guys are way different from the new school guys. But you need to go to them as well. You need to go to them as well as the new guys. So, yeah, that's cool. Steve, are you online?
Oh, yeah, just glad to be on.
Yeah, man.
I had a long day.
I hear you, but I still got to thank you for keeping this thing growing. So you got anything for Mr. Frazier here?
Yeah. First off, favorite wrestler of all time, current or all time?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I don't think you understand the question. You are good.
Yeah, he meant it as a question, for sure.
I definitely just read that. But a favorite wrestler of all time, I'd probably have to say Randy Savage.
That makes sense.
That's a good one. And, you know, another guy. Go ahead.
I'd probably, like, my favorite Randy Savage would be Macho King Randy Savage when he won King of the Ring.
Yeah, he went in a whole different direction and really put it to everybody at that point.
Yeah, he did.
That's a good point. But see, you got to understand also, Randy's one of them old school guys. You know, he honed his skill and he took it on the road. And, you know, of course, he had a lot of help along the way, but everybody has to have a little help every now and then, you know, because it really takes a lot of people to help you get to the big time. You have to be in the right place at the right time on a lot of those things.
Yep.
I think Sinister's in the queue there, Dr. John.
We're looking and we don't see him.
Okay.
You might want to tell him to redial because for some reason don't see him yet.
Okay.
I got a couple more questions.
Steve, absolutely. No, go ahead, absolutely.
I saw Isaiah United Elite Wrestling working there. I wanted to ask him, what's your thoughts and experiences with United Elite Wrestling? Obviously, the last match I saw you work there was Silas Young, and that was pretty good.
My experience is that I've always had a ball going there. It's always like, it's always competition, but it's like friendly competition. Like everybody wants to get better and everybody wants to have match of the night, but they also want to entertain the crowd. So it's like friendly competition. It's not like everybody wants to step on toes. So it's like, it's like a brotherhood, but you're going to go out there, you're going to like, all right, look, follow that. So I've always loved going there, seeing my friends, seeing my boys, everybody. Some of the guys I travel on the road with every weekend, so it's always good
right.
seeing everybody, too, close to home.
Absolutely. That's a good thing, because you know what? Everybody watches everybody's back. When you have a group like
yep.
that, you're safe. You know, it's not like you go into a new place by yourself and you're like, oh, I don't know anybody. You know, those are hard. Those are hard sometimes.
Yeah.
But if you approach it correctly, it usually turns out okay. Well, I have a statement to make, and I want to know everybody's opinion on this. We're going to start with Isaiah, and then we'll go around the room here. Being an old school guy, I kind of have seen the family and the brotherhood starting to dwindle, starting to disappear in professional wrestling. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's a lot of, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me, and it's all about me. Don't care about you. Blah blah blah. That's not how it has to be. We have to get it back to where that cohesive unit as a workers that work together and hang together and take care of one another. We got to still do that, you know. You just can't say I don't like that guy or whatever. You're not going to like everybody anyway, you know. But the whole thing is we're still family, we're still brothers and sisters in this business. We need to look out for one another and be respectful. And I see it dwindling away, you know, and I don't like it. You know, I've been in locker rooms where people only talking to certain people. I walked around, old school, I would shake everybody's hand, introduce myself, talk to them. If they want to talk, if not, I move on. But see, here's the thing. It's kind of going in a different direction. I don't know about you, per se, Isaiah, but
mm-hmm.
I've seen it. Carolinas is like a tight-knit group. With certain people and certain, certain wrestlers and certain promotions. But these younger cats, I feel, are missing the boat on this. And they're just like, hey, look at me, pay me now, I'm a superstar. No, you're not. Trust me, you're not. But, yeah, what is your thoughts on that, Isaiah? And what do you experience is what I'm really getting to.
I mean, I've kind of had the same thing also because there's a few guys that I'm on shows with that kind of do the same thing. But me personally, I feel like if you just keep coming around and you keep showing them that you belong there, they start to come around to you more. Because I don't really beg to be like nobody's friend anymore.
No.
I go in there.
Exactly.
I'm there to wrestle. I'm there to wrestle. I'm there to put on a show. And
correct.
If we build a friendship or we build a bond, then cool, so be it. But if not, I'll sit there, I'll watch the show, I'll cheer anybody I know on, or I'll just cheer anybody on. I'm not here to make anybody feel some type of way. I'm here to wrestle, I'm here to have a good time, and I'm here to build bonds. And if people are going to have these egos, and I'm not for it. You can miss me with
no.
that. I'm not the one to try and politic with or none of that. I'm not into that type of stuff. I'd rather just build friendships.
Good.
Go out after
right.
the show and have a good time.
See, that's smart.
So.
You were trained the correct way. That's smart. Very good, young man. Very good.
Hey, Dr. John, Sinister's back in queue.
No, sir, he's not. We don't see him. I'm very sorry.
Just called. Notice just came back in.
Well, we don't see
so,
I don't see him, and I apologize. Wish I
right.
did.
All right, well, he'll try to call back in again.
Yeah.
Good.
So Steve, being that you've been to Big Time and this other promotion, and I don't know what other ones you've been hanging out with, what have you noticed? I know you pay attention to things and pay attention to details. So that's why I'm asking you. You've kind of been doing security, kind of been helping, you know, set up and tear down and stuff like that. But what have you seen when you've been around some of these guys?
Yeah, there's been a few groups that been around. I would say United Elite Wrestling has been the most accessible. Seems like because I'm familiar with a lot of the talents, because they're a lot of them are Virginia Beach. You know, sometimes you'll see them after the shows, and I think that social aspect is great about it.
Good.
Obviously, sometimes we have to leave later, so it's, you know, it's not always possible for me to go out and eat after or drink after, but it is nice having that group to kind of listen to after. Like, I'll hear stories about positive and funny stories about other people, and just kind
of
put my
weekend,
ear to the
man.
Ground. Yeah, it's fun hanging out with the talent after if I get the chance. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a good experience, because I've been, you know, you always post your stuff, and that's cool. And I know Todd is an old school guy. He hasn't been around wrestling too much, but he knows about it. You have any aspect on this, Todd?
You guys, I'd say it's not a word, but I had a prior life, I'd say, where I worked for the same organization for 20 years and retired from that. And I watched the phases there. My son was part of that same organization for nearly 10 years. I watch some of the faces there. I see I'm reassociated with that organization, and I've watched things go from Band of Brothers to clickiness to feeling like it really selfish. And it's done it all kind of like a sine wave. It's all been up and down and stuff like that. But I've seen that those tight relationships, whether yesteryear or yesterday, are still there. The folks that can still call each other at all hours, pick up after whatever, a text will come in from nowhere, hey, man, need to talk, or, you know, just a health and comfort check. So I think there's going to be some give and take with that over the years. Just my perception.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Has Sinister made it on yet?
No, sir. We still don't see him. And I apologize. We're
all right.
Still looking.
All right. So
I would say on a bigger scale, at least there's the Cauliflower Alley Cup. Like, if you're looking for that brotherhood aspect of wrestling,
well,
there is that.
It's kind of clicky also when you go there.
Okay.
Because people who know each other usually sit at the same tables every year, and they only talk amongst themselves, and sometimes they'll talk to everybody, sometimes they won't. It's a hit and miss when you go out there. It's a hit and miss.
Right.
But it's clicky.
Well, there's a comfort thing with that, just to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too, because they travel together too.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys probably travel with each other, so I can see where he was talking about the comfort thing, where they could just want to stay in their own little group.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, I get that too, but I mean, I'm saying, you know, the new guys, I think, are missing the boat on being a brother, being family, looking out for one another. You know what I'm saying? I think they're missing out on that. Now
that's also
on
who trained them, too, also.
What's that?
That's also on who trained them and how they brothers.
Right,
they
correct.
How
their
trainer does
right,
that,
their
too.
Perception, right. And sometimes I've come across some rookies, and I've had to say, who trained you? Because I need to talk to them. Because I'm like, you're not doing the right thing. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I got to ask, I've been seeing advertisements for Next Up Pro Wrestling. Can you explain what Next Up Pro Wrestling is? I believe it's in Yorktown, Virginia, is the first event. And do you have a match for that promotion?
Yeah, it's at Body by D Gym. That's in Yorktown. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I used to go to train here. For like a few months, but I kind of started trying to find other places to go. But it's kind of like a new promotion. I know a few people in there. I have a tag match me and my tag partner AK are going to face Avery and Adino. So that should be pretty good because Adino's been on GCW and Alejandro Avery, I think his name is. He's kind of like he's an up and comer down there. He trains down there, so he's kind of good too. So
good.
Should be good.
Absolutely. I love when seeing new stuff and learning about it. Go ahead, Todd.
Isaiah threw something out there. Look, you mentioned tag team match and stuff. You've done a little tag team, a little singles. What do you like best about each?
What do I like best about both or tag team wrestling?
The
tag team and singles, and actually do you like one more than the other?
I kind of try to do both the same so I can kind of just stay fresh on both because I like to be, I try to be used in all aspects. I don't like just being one-dimensional. I like being able to do more than one thing and being used in different places for different things. I do prefer singles, though, because I can kind of put a little more emotion into it and kind of focus more on the crowd. But with tag teaming, I have to kind of, also focus on making sure everybody's on the same page because sometimes some people forget. So it's like I kind of have to be the leader. But, yeah, I prefer singles a little more. It's a little more fun because I get to kind of show off a little more.
Right. Well, I was in a tag for a long time, and I had a great partner until he tore his knees up. But I loved it because we were a gimmick. You know, we try to look like adorable Adrian Adonis or exotic Adrian Street kind of deal. So it was Tommy Feathers and the Amazing Velvet. So, yeah, I mean, I prefer tag team for me because we can get more stuff in the tag match. And still have the comedy and all the stuff we do. But as a singles wrestler, I basically did a little bit of the playing around, but I mean, I'm an overseller, dude. You can go look Amazing Velvet, YouTube. You can look up Amazing Velvet and go look at there are old matches on there. And I keep this guy keeps finding more. He used to film them and I finally caught up with him and he's putting more and more matches of me and Tommy and me by myself. So yeah, I mean, anyway, but you can look that up, Amazing Velvet, on YouTube and look at my channel and find all those matches. You see me wrestle a 7-footer, and you see me tag with L.A. Tank against DeJin and the Golden Boy, Christopher Shane, which I've wrestled Christopher Shane at least 1,000 times in our career.
Oh, L.A. Tank. I know so well. Yeah.
You know
L.A. Tank?
That's my guy.
Yeah,
that's my guy now. That's my guy.
I know Tank.
He came down
for
my birthday,
I see him in Virginia all the time.
Oh, yeah, he lives in Virginia. He lives in Petersburg. But, yeah, he came down for my birthday, man, and they showed up. And Ollie Steele showed up from the Gorilla Squad as well. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, getting back to you and the stuff that you like to do. So, obviously, you like singles wrestling, and I understand that, okay? I've done both.
Mm-hmm.
What is something that you would like, a match you would like to do that you think is going to be fun, great, or it's going to take you to the next level? You know, something like that, you know, because I've done dog collar matches. I've done two of those. I've done a couple cage matches, you know, things like that. I really wasn't into that because I'm a gimmick wrestler. So, but, I mean, what's something that you would like to achieve? I mean, everybody wants to get to big time. That's a good thing. I'm just saying this is something, a match that you would really love to do, whether it's single, tag, or, you know, a crazy match with eight people, whatever.
I've always wanted to do a cage match. Like, I've never gotten the chance to do one, so I've always wanted to do one. So that's kind of like my goal.
That's awesome. I the worst match I ever was in, other than my trainer beating me up and breaking two kendo sticks on me. Yeah, I got beat up pretty bad.
Hey, Velvet.
Other than that, Matt, yes.
No, I was going to say finish your thought, but we got a comment from Sinister too when you're done.
Okay, give me a second. So I had to participate in an Indian strap match, and I will never do that again.
Oh,
that was brutal.
Right,
that was brutal. I just tell you, that just you don't recover for at least a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. But anyway, well, that's cool, man. Cage matches are fun, you know. In South Carolina, we can't bleed, so we can't do that aspect of it. But they're still fun. What else? I've been off for about a 2 month stretch here. So we learned that you like singles better. You want to do a cage match. What is the ultimate end goal for Xavier Frazier in this business? And I know what everybody should say, but go ahead.
My ultimate goal is to at least be signed somewhere or be traveling, doing wrestling for a full time instead of what I do now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's the main goal, to make this a living and to be able to also at some point.
Well, you're on the right track. You're on the right track because you're wrestling names. You're wrestling in a good area. You've got that whole area of D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey. You got a lot to deal with right there just in that little gap. And you need to take full advantage of that if you want to get to the big time. You really want to. Or make it a living, you know. There's slots. I'm going to tell you right now, anything that comes open on Impact, NWA, or MLW, GCW, you need to look at those things. You need to look and see what they need and put your name in the pot. You know, and as always, it's helpful to know a veteran that has done those things that you can buddy-buddy with. Because if you do good and they watch your matches, they'll tell somebody. And that's what it takes. So you've done so good so far. That's great.
That's what I need to find.
Yeah.
I need to find that one connection.
Right, exactly. And you know what? You're in the right area, though. It's going to happen. I tell you right now, how old are you? Hang on a second.
I'm
Isaiah, how old are you? Steve, you still got time, bro. Still got time. All right, Steve, what you got?
No, I just wanted to get Sinister's comment since we're having issues with getting him on. He said, yes, I had that same problem 2 weeks ago with the quick and jealous from other wrestlers, or jealousy from other wrestlers right here in Augusta, wasn't allowed to wrestle. I know how that guy feels. Also, I'm glad to have Dave back here on the show, my favorite wrestler, The Undertaker. Big shout-out to the guest. That's our friend Sinister, who's a very well-seasoned wrestler.
Oh, yeah. He's a wrestler. Jiu-jitsu and MMA fighter.
Brambo.
So he's got it all. He's got it all. I love him to death, but he's a scary dude. He really is. When you see him in person, like, holy crap.
Deep voice, too.
Oh, yeah, he's got the real
voice.
But he's a great dude, man. We had a feud on this podcast with him talking about I beat him in a match and won some title at some place in Georgia. It really wasn't all that in a bag of chips, but we had Judy Martin, my trainer Susan Green, Sinister, some random dude, and me and it was me, Tommy Feathers, and Susan Green against Judy Martin, Sinister, and I think it was G-Force. I'm not really sure. But, yeah, it was pretty cool. That was funny because I did a Hurricane Rana over the top rope to hit him, to make him hit the floor, and I slid back under the bottom rope. And he lost. It was so funny. But Sinister's a big dude. He's – do you know – let me ask you this. Do you know a guy called Big Game James?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Personally, no.
Sinister is probably 6'3", 6'4". Big Game James is about 6'5". And, they're scary-looking dudes, but they're the nicest guys to work in the ring, man. They're big. I like working the big guys because I'm small. I'm only 5'3". Love working the big guys. You know, I'm an overseller. If you go on my page, later or whenever you can, you'll see how much I oversell. But it's funny. The new match is. Go ahead, Steve.
No, I was gonna say, Todd. We have a station break at 8, so whenever you're ready for John to get his point.
Go for it, John. Dr. John, go for it.
Yes, sir. It is the top of the hour, and we are proud to be on WLSC AM and FM, Loris Conway, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the home of Banana Jack in the Morning, and Banana Jack and Marshall Biddle in Small Town Big Talk from 10 to noon. 5 days a week. In fact, I'll be there every Friday doing the paranormal. So I can't like that show anymore. So anyway, thanks for being for letting us be on Tiger Radio, WLS and FM, Myrtle Beach, Conway, Loris, South Carolina. Back to you, Velvet.
Awesome. So go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, since I think Velvet's talking about opponents and other wrestlers he's worked with. Who's your favorite opponent, Isaiah, to wrestle, or your best opponent?
I would have to say probably my boy Bro Keller, because there's a match that's on YouTube now that I still stand by till this day. Me and him literally had the crowd just invested from start to finish, and we just had him in the palm of our hands. And like, that's something that I'm trying to run back again. So that's kind of one of my best matches that I know I've had.
Who are some of the big time guys that you work with, whether it was a tag match, single match, battle royal? Who you been in the ring with? Basically, is what I'm saying. It's like you said, Silas Young. I mean, that's an old dude, but he's still going.
Yeah. Yes. Silas, man. Silas is one. I've been with Sanjay, Rhett Titus, been in the ring with Tony Atlas. Just pretty much those are like the main ones. Oh, and Nick Aldis for the NWA title. That was kind of cool. That was my first time doing that. That's when I was like 2 or 3 years in, so that was kind of cool to be able to do that with
Russell Core. That was awesome. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
That has so much history behind it, so
you got credentials. So you got credentials. That's what you need to lean on. And you need to, you know, sometimes you might have to, you know, name drop. I hate name dropping. I don't like doing it. But sometimes you might have to do that in certain situations just so somebody say, hey, you know, I'm legit. I wrestled Nick Aldis. I wrestled Silas Young. I've been in, you know, wrestled with Sanjay Dutt. That way, you legitimize yourself. And sometimes you got to do that. Sometimes you got to bite the bullet and do that. I don't like doing it. Because I like my work to speak for itself. You know, I've probably lost more matches than I've ever won, and it's probably 85% I lost and 15% I won. But see, when people ask me, so this is a funny thing. When young kids that are coming into business, they ask me, well, you lost. I said, yeah, but my money's the same, win, lose, or draw. I don't care.
Yeah,
and they look
exactly.
at me, I said, what are you talking about? I said, my money's the same. I get paid the same whether I won or lost. I said, but I had that crowd in the palm of their hand. That guy left, and I get up and recover, and I get a standing O. That's what you got to do if you're a face.
Yep.
You got to make sure they see you on the way out, that they cheer you on the way out.
Yep.
And you tell your story from the curtain to curtain.
Because that's where it starts as soon as you hit that curtain. That's when it starts.
Oh, yeah, it's curtain to curtain. And if you come out and they look at you and they don't say nothing, uh-oh.
Yeah. Because you have to tell that story. You have to tell
give them who you
right off rip. You can't just go out there and be spoon face. Because it starts right then and there. You have to start telling them, hey, I'm a face or I'm a heel. It has to start as soon as you hit that curtain.
Exactly. And, you know, that's some of these kids get it, some don't. And some, you know. Some half-ass it sometimes, and I don't like that. You know, they go through and the motions, you know. And that's something I've never done. I've always put in 110%. I'm sure you have too, win, lose, or draw.
Yeah.
And it's all about making people happy. Whether you're a heel or a face, they yell at you, you've made them happy.
Mm-hmm.
As a heel. They hate you, you made them happy. They're going to go home and talk about that.
Yep, like you remember that guy?
Right, and if you're the face and you lost, but you still got everybody to cheer you on the way out, they're going to remember that too, and they're going to say, I hope that guy comes back, and I hope he wins this time. You know, that's what it's all about. You want him to come back. So
yeah, I always just want to make sure people have the worth when they leave.
Oh, absolutely. You got to be, you know, and you, as a face, you got to kiss babies and shake hands. You know, you got to do what you got to do to, you know, for them to stay on top of what you got going on. So, yeah, that's cool, man. So, what are the, like you said earlier, some of the, go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I can't let you just gloss over mentioning Sanjay Dutt. What was it like working with Sanjay Dutt? Because I've been a fan of his work for a while.
Yeah, man, so. It was pretty cool because he had a real big, like, input in my training, and he really, like, really set into me, like, the regimen and, like, hey, like, this is what you have to do. You have to practice how you play. You can't just come in here and do half everything, half step.
Right.
You have to make 110% everything at everything you do, even at practice. So it's, like, it was cool to kind of, like, get his input and kind of get his, like, idea of training. And then after a while, like, he kind of got real busy, so it's like, well, he couldn't really come and train no more. So I was just always in there, just kind of going off of his training and his regimen to also help the new guys that came in. So I'd say training with Sanjay has had a big effect on my career. And on
now, was that under the GXW brand or a different brand school name?
Yeah, that was under GXW when GXW was a thing.
Yeah, I actually used to go to the GXW shows in Richmond before they closed, and yeah, I remember seeing Sanjay in North Carolina, and I was like, that was before GXW closed, but yeah, he's very underrated, I think, so that's why I'm glad I definitely got you to talk about him. Velvet, you were going to ask him some more questions?
Yeah, I was going to ask him since he brought it up earlier. Well, we kind of touched on it a little bit. So, what promotions do you have your eye on right now? Like you said, Wisconsin, you've done Michigan. So, what else? Where is your eye at to go, you know, in the near future or sometime in the future? What are some of these promotions you're looking at?
There's GCW, there's NWA, of course, but, like, I know there's some, I want to get to Florida, get down there to some companies down there. I want to get to, like, Alabama, Texas. It's just a lot of regions and a lot of places I want to get to that I know that I can. It's just I got to put my stuff out there, so.
Well, if you go to Texas, look up Reality of Wrestling. That's Booker T's. I've been there.
Okay.
He's cool. I don't know who you contact now because Neil Bernhardt used to be the guy that did all the technical stuff and he did all the editing of the shows, and he kind of like was the go-to guy. I don't know. I have to find out for you if that's still the go-to guy because you can send him, you know, video. You can send it directly to him. And he'll pass it on. So that's how I got down there. So you got to – something you might want to think about when you head if you head that way because he's in Houston. And it's a good place. It's really good. The training facility is awesome. He's got two rings in the training facility. He's got a lot of kids he's training, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But
Well,
Gino Medina is the one that's really now working as a wrestler full-time, and he's not working the job anymore.
I've seen him work, and he's really good, too.
That's one of Booker T's best students, and that guy can go. He's a second or third generation wrestler anyway from Mexico. So, I mean, come on. those guys can go. But yeah, things like that. What's a dream match for you?
Cool. I'd probably have to say right now, me versus Jonathan Gresham.
Oh, that'd be
nice.
That's
technical guy. That's what I like about it. Technical guy, you know, knows his way around the ring, knows what he's doing. So, yeah, I'd be awesome. Go ahead.
I'm super excited to see that he's facing Claudio Castagnoli at Death Before Dishonor. This week.
I agree.
Absolutely. I agree, too, because both of those guys are very technically trained. So, yeah. I'll tell you a little secret. I really want to wrestle Danhausen. I think it'd be funny with the Amazing Velvet being, flamboyant, and being as me being flamboyant and him being that, and he's going to curse me. This is funny, right? Check this out. He curses me. I go straight. He hits me over the head with a chair and come back to the Amazing Velvet. I think that'd be funny. I think that'd be hilarious. But anyway, What would you like to see happen in the wrestling business as a whole? What do you think should be, like, an overall great experience? I mean, overall, indie or big time, what would you like to see happen with all of that?
I would say for...
That's a tough question.
The independent,
that's a tough
question. For the independent aspect, I would say, like, kind of for, like, more promoters to not really, like, underpay their talent because, you know, it's expensive to get
around. Absolutely.
Well,
especially right now, but, yes, absolutely.
And also, kind of, like, also just have stories for you guys. Just don't go there and, just tell them, here's just a match. And then you just book them in these random matches and – it's just make it worth their while to come down to. Even if you can't pay them off rip, give them a reason to keep coming back. Give them a reason to want to come back. Because you can't just keep giving guys these random matches all the time and then expect them to come back and then nothing comes out of it.
But here's the kicker for that. The kicker for that is you get what you pay for. So if you pay zero, you're going to get the dribbling shits.
Yep.
So your show's going to look bad, and you know it. Me personally, as a owner of Battleground Championship Wrestling, my guys get paid their worth and for their travel. So it's not like if I ask you to come, probably $100 easy. You know, maybe even more. Depending on my budget, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It might even be more than that. So, I mean, because you're coming from a long way. But that's just me personally. What do you think the big time should do? What do you think is going to happen with that?
With that, I mean, I think everybody's going to start working together at some point because you have to, because with all this talent and all these guys that are literally just fighting to be on TV and just to get the time. You can put them in anything, but, I mean, at the same time, you have to make it worth their while also. You can't just get these guys up here, start paying them this money, and then just have them just lost in the sauce.
That's happening at AEW.
Yeah.
They got way too much talent, and they're either on dark – or the YouTube, whatever the YouTube is, if that's dark, I mean, and they're really not doing anything.
I think he needs to kind of make like a whole new, like, either like a whole new company or something to where he can give these guys that chance to get on
Ring of Honor, Velvet, you were going to say they bought Ring of Honor. So I would assume that they could use Ring of Honor more for that when they get a TV deal.
If they get a TV deal, they need to put talent over there, yes.
Exactly. Literally, you can literally put FTR over there since they're their tag team champions. So, I mean, you can have those experienced guys with those young guys.
Well, they're getting ready to wrestle. The Briscoes again.
Briscoes.
So that's my match I want to see. Interesting. But here's the thing. If they win, if the Briscoes win, he needs to capitalize on that because that might get him that threshold to get a TV deal for Ring of Honor. Especially Grisham and Claudio, too. Those are the two top two matches that I think is going to be on that show. FTR and the Briscoes, what was it, a month ago, had a hell of a match.
Man.
I don't know if anything can follow that, you know?
I believe they can. Those are like the FTR, the Briscoes, the Usos. Those are all like my Street Profits. Those are all my favorite tag teams out
there.
Well, I
love the Street Profits, too.
And those guys are killing it right now. And so it's like,
And
I feel like going back to that merger, like getting ROH a TV deal, you could honestly pluck some of the indie talent from there too and surround them with those guys so they can kind of get like that veteran, that veteran feel, have somebody bring them under their wing and bring them up to be like, hey, look, this is what you have to do to get to this point to where you can get noticed by the big eyes, by the big wigs. So I feel like that's also something that could happen, and I feel like that would be pretty cool to happen.
Hey, absolutely. Velvet?
Yes.
I just wanted to read Sinister's comments. So he said Atlanta would be a good place for AEW to start a new company, and he would like Sinister would like to face Jay Briscoe. I'd like to see that too myself.
Oh my God, I would love to see that.
I have a question for our guest Isaiah. Do you have any interests or passions outside of wrestling?
I like tattoos, and I like. And I really just like really spending time with my family and being home because I'm very close to my family and I'm a very like family oriented dude. So anytime I get to be at home and just be around them, that's kind of like my big interest. Other than that, taking care of my kids.
Same way, bro. Yeah, I'm like you. I just went on a family vacation and had all my kids in the same place at one time. I got twin boys that are teaching AAU basketball in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then they live in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and one works at a high school, one works at a charter, I'd say elementary middle school, and then my daughter's going to Lander University. She's going to turn 19. The boy's going to turn 26. The boy's graduated from Winthrop University. So I'm just saying, it's good to be around family. I love it. I'm like you. I'm a homebody. When I'm home, I'm home. You know, that's awesome. That's good to hear in this business today because not a lot of people say that. You know, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's something that needs to stay in the business. Go ahead.
It was just me and my mother growing up, so she's very big on family. She always said, like, always come back home. Always never forget where you are or who you are and where you come from. So.
Exactly. Same in the business. You forget where you come from and where you started and where you got to. Go ahead, Steve.
I did want to read Sinister's other comment just now. He said, to the guest, God bless you and being a family man. That's from Sinister to Isaiah. So, yeah, I just wanted to get that in there. And then, obviously, Velvet, when it gets close to that time, please let us know when Isaiah can get his plugs in.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely do that. He'll go first. I mean, that's awesome. Mm. You know, being in this business, this crazy business that we love. What do you think the craziest thing you've done so far in this business?
So, all the classic pro wrestling and. You remember how TNA used to do, like, the Ultimate X thing, how they had, like, the little crimson thing over
time. Correct. Cable, right. Yeah, that's cool.
So we didn't have cables. We had a steel structure that they made. And everybody out there, they were looking at it. They were like, I don't know how we're going to come across this. I was like, man, I don't know why y'all sitting there looking at it. I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to climb on it, and I'm going to figure it out. So
Awesome.
I had no fear of that thing. I get up in, I climbed on it, I got to the top, I started shimmying to the middle, and they were like, well, how does it feel to take a bump? I was like, well, there's only one way to find out. So I got down, I was hanging off of it, so I started swinging back and forth. Then once I let go, I took the bump. I was like, it honestly feels a lot better to take a bump from that height than it did from taking a snap bump.
And by the way,
Sinister has miraculously appeared.
Oh, man.
Go ahead,
very
Sinister,
nice.
Speak, buddy. Come on.
Hello.
Go ahead, Sinister.
Just in time to make, you know, to tell him what's up and advertise himself. Good timing, Sinister.
Oh, yeah. Well,
absolutely.
Sinister, if you got a quick... If you got a question, Senator, you better roll it out right now.
No, that's good. I just enjoyed listening to the show so far.
Yeah, I'm glad you made it. I miss you too, man.
Yeah, glad to have you back.
Yeah, man. And
yes,
Senator's
been a great
co-host,
by the way.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Senator, for keeping this thing going while I was out. So, Isaiah... That's pretty cool because you know what? I'm always – go ahead.
I just want to say I commend you for fighting and beating cancer too, because I had an aunt that passed away from lung cancer. So anybody – I'm a big advocate on finding the cure for it. So I commend you for fighting it and being here today. So I also commend you on that, brother.
I'm still fighting. I get chemo tomorrow for 3 days, so I'm still on it. I'm still fighting. So and I don't think about it at any part of the day. But if somebody asks me, I will tell them about it. I'll tell them, you want the long version or the short version? That's what you get. But and then I don't think about it after that. We can talk about that later. You can contact me later, and we can talk about that. But my Sinister, you are one of the guys that I think in this business has been overlooked so many times. And I think that you really need that shot and that shot in the arm. And we need to figure out a way to get that for you, man. So I'm with you, man. I'm with you. See what we can do, you know.
Absolutely.
See any doors that can open, you know. In, same with Isaiah. You got to find the door that's open and then kick it in. There's a crack. Kick it. So, right, Isaiah. Let me hear all your plugs. Everything you got to plug for yourself. You have the floor.
So I kind of have almost all social media. I am on Instagram. I am on Twitter. I am on Facebook. I am on TikTok. So you can find me on Gifted If on everything. I try to keep everything
cool.
The same so everybody can find me. Facebook is...
That's smart.
Aaron Isaiah Johns, that one, Facebook's a little more personal, but I mean, I don't really care. Anybody can send me a friend request, and I mean, I'll accept it.
So
that's for anybody.
That's awesome.
I mean,
that is awesome. Steve, what you got going on, man?
Thanks for letting me co-host. And fill in while you're recovering.
You're awesome.
You can find me at Slur Steven on social media. Thank you, Bubba, giving me the opportunity.
Man, you're awesome.
Not much. Actually, might be going to a Classic Pro show coming up in Hopewell. I think on the 24th. Yeah, so. That'll be fun. Hopefully, when next up pro wrestling has any video, or if I can ever get down there to Yorktown, I'll definitely check it out for sure. Because it seems like a lot of the same talent I've seen locally in Richmond too.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot.
But yeah.
That's good. I mean, if you can get out there, that's the best thing to do. Get out there. See it all, you know. We have to do the same thing. We have to fight to get bookings and finding a place, new places to go and getting in the door and stuff. You know, you gotta you always got to market yourself, man. Always, always, always. So, you know, you have to build your brand, basically, and you have to be that character. You have to be that person, you know, a lot of times. And I think this young man is doing it correct. So I applaud you, Isaiah. That's awesome. Todd, what you got going on?
Thank you. Thank you.
And all I'm going to say is I am ecstatic to have you back. It is outstanding to have you back. And Isaiah, thank you for being here. Sinister, glad we could finally get you onto the show. The team, thank you as always for allowing me to be here and be part of this. It's always a learning experience. Take care of yourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Take care of your family. Take care of one another.
Thanks for letting me blow up the chat, by the way, at, like, middle of the night because I work nights. I'd be sending way too many videos.
I'm fine, bro. You send me all kind of stuff. I'm watching. I'm still trying to catch up.
Hey, Steve, this is Dr. John. I get these bings at 2 o'clock in the morning, at 4:30 in the morning, and I feel good because you know what? I know it's Steve, and I still check it out. Then I can still go back to sleep. So you put me back to bed with all your dings and everything, and some of them I get to watch, and some of them I don't. So yeah, it's just I had to say that to you, Steve, in front of everybody, but you wake me up every night. But I'm glad of it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Back to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just so fixated on William Regal. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I love William Regal. He's my guy. Sinister,
yes.
What you got going on, bro? Any fights coming? Any jiu-jitsu stuff coming? What you got, man? Come on.
It ain't really got nothing, really. Just, you know, just my usual. Just back in the gym, back in the dojo. But I'm glad to have the whole game back together. Glad you back. And you know, Todd, Steve, and everybody else. And a big shout-out to our guests. I ain't get to talk to you much, but keep pushing. You're going to get that opportunity that you're looking for.
Yep.
Appreciate
keep pushing.
That.
Absolutely.
Brother.
Absolutely.
So,
huh?
I'll say that to him, too. You keep pushing yourself, man. It's going to come through.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Keep driving that bus, man. You got to, because you don't want to derail it. You got to keep it going. Isaiah, you're always welcome back. We will do a part two at some point, and I'll have Steve contact you. Or if I get your stuff, I'll contact you. But anyway, either way, we will have you back because we want to listen to some of your stories now. If you go a couple new places or what you've been doing, we'll probably wait a couple of months and see how you're doing and talk again. How's that?
That's fine with me. I will be here.
Cool. We appreciate it. It was a good night. Everybody, thanks, Sinister. I know you came in late, but I thank you. I thank Todd. I thank Steve. I thank our guest, Isaiah Frazier. Only thing I got to say left is, Dr. John, take us home.
I'm going to take everybody home. With 90 seconds left, it is great having the amazing Velvet back with us. He is nothing short of amazing. He's a short guy, but he's amazing. Oh, I got that joke in, didn't I? All right, we're glad to have you. And we'll all be back next week, I hope, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Pro Wrestling Interview. And I just can't wait to do it again. It's, you know what, it's just a lot of fun. We've been doing this for about 2 years. And I wouldn't do anything else on Sunday night, I'll tell you that. So, look, thanks, everybody.
It's awesome.
We'll see you next time. Pro Wrestling Interviews on Tiger Radio, Raven.fm, and we'll see you next time. Take care, everybody. Say goodbye.
All right. Goodnight, everybody.
Adios.
Thanks, Isaiah. You're awesome.